across Newcastle. You're waking up with Megan Crivo.
How much I really like barbecuing. Pork, chicken, toast.
Backtrack.
Yes.
Did you say toast?
Yeah, I'm just cooking everything.
Bonobos. Local Az. New FM.
Oh, we're at the pointy end of the week, Crivo.
Yes.
We're nearly there.
Oh, and the weekend's ahead. How
yes,
fun.
Yes, I know. This is my last full week.
I
like,
know.
3 weeks?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm bloody excited.
You off to Vegas.
I don't know if I'm more excited about that or the 2 weeks off.
World traveller.
Like, let's be real.
Doing, you know, have you thought about, like, your attire and stuff?
For what, exactly?
I don't know, all of it.
Oh, yeah, I've got festival outfits ready to go. I've got gig outfits. My only thing is I need to work out what to wear on the plane.
Uh-huh, yeah.
On the way over there because
clothing.
They've said... Well, clothing, that is a good start. Mm-hmm. But they've said the fancier your dress, the more likely you are to get upgraded.
Oh, we'll give it a red hot go.
Yeah, so I'm thinking, do I wear a sequin gown? What do I do?
Yeah, do it. Wear a sequin gown. It'll be awfully uncomfortable for 20 hours of aeroplane travel.
No, this is what I found out. You keep the comfy clothes in your carry-on, you go get changed. After you get into first class or business or whatever.
Oh, that's easy. I'm glad you got that sorted.
Exactly.
Let me know how it goes.
But they also said it'd bring treats. So I was thinking maybe like a packet of Tim Tams or Caramella Koalas.
Good idea.
Yeah, to try and grease the wheel a little bit to get that upgrade.
Well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
Hopefully you get the upgrade.
Thank you very much.
You deserve it.
Oh, well, not really. But
I mean, well, yeah, the people that pay for it deserve it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they paid for it.
But I'm a tight ass. I definitely don't deserve it.
A bag of koalas and you might get in.
Mate, could you imagine a $2.50 bag of chocolates gets me a, you know, $2,000 upgrade?
Oh, I mean,
living your best life.
Worth it.
Yeah?
Worth it.
How was your afternoon?
Yeah, good one yesterday. I went and collected some heritage windows for the shop.
You're loving the windows at the moment.
Yeah, I do. Because there's a couple of reasons I like it. The first is... the way I see it is those like trees that were made like into those windows, they already got cut down once.
That's true.
If I save them from the skip, they don't have to be cut down again.
Look
Someone else can put them in the house.
Look at you saving the environment.
Well, I just think it's good use of resources.
That's true.
You know? And if
you
make
some cold hard cash out of it.
A couple of dollars on the way, happy days.
Good times. Good morning, Jess.
Good morning.
You're having some tech issues this morning.
Oh, love it.
What's happening?
Just what you want at 4 a.m. Does everyone really care about
the
news
boss? Yeah, of course we do. Yeah, of course we do.
It not working?
You can come in during the song and have a bitch.
So who's your boss in there? I thought you were the boss.
I thought you were the news boss, not the news
That's
boss.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Well, you can come in and have a bitch during the songs, yeah?
Yeah.
There you go. Easy done.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
All right, Jess, so I believe there's been a big ice seizure.
Yeah, so police have been investigating this one since April this year.
Whoa.
And yesterday they seized more than 2 kilos of ice, which had an estimated street value of about $2 million, $200,000 in cash. This was at raids on a house at Belmont North and two on the Central Coast. During those raids, there were 3 men and a woman who've been arrested, charged with heaps of offences, things like supply of a large commercial quantity of drugs and being part of a criminal syndicate. So they're all heading off to court today.
I heard you say before one of them got busted at work.
Yeah.
That would have been a little bit awkward.
Well.
Wow. Wonder what he did for a living.
Did
he work at Macca's and they've just pulled him out handcuffs? Probably not if he's doing that kind of stuff. But
you never know.
$2 million street value. That's great for 2 kilos.
It's decent.
Yes. Oh, my God.
I mean, yeah, that surprised me. I honestly thought that ice was some sort of cheap drug.
No.
I guess none of us are in the business.
In the buying account, really. Yeah, but I said to Crevo as well, over the pandemic, the price has skyrocketed because either the supply or there was a supply or demand issue, one of the two.
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe that's why. Inflation, who knows?
Possibly. Everything's going up,
price,
so why not the ice?
Fuel's going up, everything's going up, that's what they say.
On the other side of the spectrum, though, the Australian women's rugby, like the rugby team, are going to get paid the same amount as men now.
This is so good.
This is so freaking good.
Yeah. So the last World Cup was in 2017, and in that year, the Jillaroos were paid about $3,000 each to go overseas and compete. But now, after weeks and weeks of negotiations, they've settled on $30,000 for each player.
So this is amazing. Good. This is a step in the right direction.
It feels like, to go over. They're representing the country?
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like that's, I mean, $3,000 seems like a little bit low.
And we've got two people on the squad, yeah?
Yeah.
Yasmin Plaisdale and Caitlin Johnson.
Yeah, we did have four, but Millie Boyle and Tamika Upton withdrew from the squad a little while ago.
I feel bad. Do you reckon they're regretting that decision now?
I don't know. I mean, for Millie, I know that, like, her job and building up her business was the reason why she didn't want to go overseas because she felt like she needed to be here to finish that. So, I don't know. I mean, so good, though. Like, the men are getting a little bit more this time, but only because they're over there for longer and
fair enough. That makes a lot of sense. But this, compared to last time, $3,000 versus 30.
Exactly.
How good is that?
Exactly.
Big difference.
Now we just need the NRL, WT, keep up and all that kind of stuff, and we'll be happy days.
Well, yeah, like, I think it'll bring more women into sport.
Exactly. More credibility to it as well, the fact that they're getting paid the same as well.
Yeah, exactly. The Novo's Halloween
Party. The Star Hotel, with free function room hire and free live entertainment every Friday and Saturday night. 105.3 UFM.
I swear Facebook and Instagram are just listening to our conversations, because all my sponsored ads at the moment are for Halloween costumes.
Oh, definitely, because we're talking about the party.
Yes.
You'd be talking to your mum about Halloween.
Oh, for sure.
She'd be interested.
Absolutely. She's finished her, she's got body part ring toss.
What?
This year.
What's
which
that?
Is really, really cool. So what she's done is she's got a board and she's got all those, the prosthetic, like, limbs, and foot and all that, feet and all that kind of stuff. And she's attached foots and she's attached them to a board.
Yeah.
And she's got like a ring and you can ring toss.
Oh,
onto body parts.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then do you get like a different lolly bag?
Oh, you get your normal lolly bag, but she's got extra prizes for the kids who get on the ring toss.
How fun for the kids. They'll love that.
No, we're not going to have that at the party, though.
No.
I highly doubt she'll lend that to us for the night.
No way.
She's put too much effort into it.
One of her prized possessions.
Yes.
I would have thought.
Doesn't matter. We've still got amazing prizes up for grabs.
We've got heaps of prizes.
Yeah, we've got a trip to the Hunter Valley up for grabs for anyone who shows up. So you go in the draw for that.
Yep, straight away. Yep, that's all in there.
Yeah.
Plus, of course, you're going to have a great time. Four Pines, throwing you a couple of beers.
Yes.
There's a blood red carpet to walk down.
Cheeky cocktails, Halloween themed cocktails, no doubt.
DJ Mike James on the ones and twos. All of that sort of stuff.
He's going to drop the beat for sure.
It's a do not miss this opportunity.
Yeah.
And the only way you can get there is win your tickets.
And you know what? I can't talk today.
Yeah.
First chance to win for today. Happening before 7 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, so you want to be on that.
Normally we leave it until like after 7, but we thought, you know what, let's switch it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Before 7 o'clock, your chance to win tickets to the Novo's exclusive Halloween party at the Star Hotel.
It's wild, Meg. It's so absolutely wild.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Grebo.
How much I really like barbecuing. Pork, chicken, toast.
Backtrack.
Yes.
Did you say toast?
Yeah, I'm just cooking everything.
The Novo's. New FM.
You've heard about this thing going on at the moment, the great resignation, Creepo.
Yeah.
Everyone's quitting their jobs left, right and centre because they're done with corporate life.
Mm-hmm.
This guy has given up his corporate career,
$100,000
a year, to go work at Macca's. Now, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with working at Macca's, but you're probably not going to earn $100,000 working there.
Unless you're in corporate at Macca's.
No. He's doing overnights.
Oh.
I'm going to give you the details on the other side of this, because it's baffled
me. Weird move,
baffled
I would say.
Me. I don't know if I could leave a $100,000 a year job to go work with a bunch of 16-year-olds.
Wouldn't have thought so.
Right?
Yeah.
All right, details on the other side of this. Co COVID seemed to change the work ethic of a lot of people, because a lot of it was work from home for like 2 years.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are deciding to do this thing, the great resignation. People are just quitting their jobs left, right and centre and going into completely different fields.
Yeah, or just taking time off.
Yeah, that too. Mm-hmm. So what this guy's done, his name's Paul, he has quit his $100,000 a year corporate job to work at Macca's.
Did it say what job he was doing in corporate?
By the looks of it, he was doing, he spent 23 years in the financial services industry as a team leader.
All right.
Yeah, so he was there for
a long time.
2 decades.
Yeah, financial services, largely selling insurance.
Yeah.
Basically.
When you're a team leader, though, you think, oh, I've got some pull here. Like,
yeah.
You know, but no. He's taken a massive pay cut to become an overnight cleaner at Macca's.
What is he doing?
You know what? He's just, this sounds like burnout to me.
Yeah.
Like,
he'd done it for too long and he decided that, you know, scrubbing people's, I guess, filth out of the toilets at McDonald's is going to be better.
But he's probably, because I know, like,
which doesn't sound better to me.
It's not even that, though. It's not even just that, because I've noticed when I've gone through and got coffee and stuff before first thing in the morning, they do a lot of the outside maintenance.
Oh, yeah.
Of a night time, because you can. So they're watering the gardens, they're cleaning up the drive through, all that kind of stuff. So it's not just the loos and all that kind of stuff. It's like store maintenance, if you will, because there's no customers in there. So you can get away with it.
Let's face it, though, at a McDonald's, a lot of it is cleaning the toilets.
Probably, because they get used a lot.
And you wonder often, have they even been cleaned?
Yeah, sometimes. But apparently, with his great resignation, which is set to slam workplaces in the next 12 months, 2 million people are ready to quit their jobs and just go do something else.
It's crazy.
Would you ever consider quitting radio?
Oh, geez. That'd be very tough for me, because I enjoy this too much. See, someone like him is obviously doing a job for the money before.
Yeah, for $100,000.
Not because it's what he likes to do.
Yeah, yeah.
See, I sort of did do my own quitting when I quit banking
eight years
ago, because I wasn't enjoying it. It was the exact same thing. I was in financial services.
Your fiancée, Emmy, she quit her job at the beginning of the year for you to open the shop.
Exactly, to join the business.
And she's probably never been happier, to be honest, corporate world behind.
Yeah, oh, absolutely, much less stress.
When I started in radio, because I did like retail call centres, all that kind of stuff beforehand, like it's a very strange feeling not hating going to work.
Yeah, it's different,
it's
right?
It's so different. Because you wake up in the morning, especially when you're doing retail and you're on your feet for 9 to 10 hours a day, and you're just like, oh, I really can't be bothered with today. Sometimes I wake up in the morning at my alarm goes up at 3:30, just like,
that's early.
Regret. What am I doing? But at the same time, I get here, I have a cup of tea, you know.
And then you can't wait to crack into the day.
Exactly.
The lesson here, if you're thinking about it, and you're not happy with your work, try and find a path out. Because
do something you want to do. And you know what? Even if it is being an overnight cleaner at Macca's and you're happy, guess what? Your happiness sometimes is worth more than money.
It definitely is, that's for sure. I mean, you can't eat happiness or pay your mortgage with it. But
you can eat a Happy Meal, though, while you're at work.
That's true. That's so true. Hey, Meg, you know we were talking yesterday about the Fat Bear contest.
Has there been an update?
There's a big update.
Oh, interesting. Okay, details on the other side of the world.
Now, Meg, yesterday we were talking about Fat Bear Week.
Oh, mate, they're so cute.
So basically, it's up in Alaska. There's all these bears that eat all the, like, salmon getting ready for hibernation.
Yeah.
And the rangers there have set up cameras so you can watch these bears gouging on salmon.
And get bigger and bigger and bigger.
Fatter and fatter and chonkier, right?
They are chonky boys.
They are so fat. Like, the middle of them, it like hangs down like an old Dachshund dog with a sway back.
Yeah. Do you think they're getting self-conscious the fact that we're just blasting them for being fat?
I don't think they could care less.
They're getting salmon.
They're an apex predator eating wild salmon all day.
I was going to say, if you got to sit there and eat salmon all day, you probably wouldn't care either, would you?
No, of course not.
No.
Anyway, so they put up pictures of them and you vote for which bear you think is the fattest.
Now, I did vote yesterday.
Did you now? Yeah. Which bear did you vote for?
The bottom one. I can't remember his name. I think it's like 407 or something.
No, 747.
No, there was 747 and there was another one, like 409.
409.
Yeah, I
voted
409 because he was a chonky boy.
So, there, of course, there was a bit of a cheating scandal.
Yes, vote stuffing, you said.
Yeah, as part of this, people didn't really know why. They thought, I thought maybe it was to do with like some sort of betting issue.
Yeah.
Anyway, they have announced a winner.
Oh.
After a 6-day battle.
Yeah.
And over hundreds of thousands of votes. Like, people get really into this.
Well, I got into it. They suckered me in.
Bear 747 has won.
No.
68,000 votes.
No. 409 was definitely
chonkier.
No,
I think you were on. I'm just looking at it now. So the last two were 901 versus 747. So it must have been you were on 901.
Then.
Yeah, well, beaten by almost 10,000 votes. Nah. Which wraps up Fat Bear Week for 2022. And don't you worry about it. We will be involved in the next one.
Of course we will. There's no doubt in my mind.
We got in fairly late on the action.
We did put the link on our Instagram at the Novos _. It might still be there, but obviously. It means nothing now.
No, but you can go have a look and, you know,
chonky bears.
See the winner as well, 747. Yeah. A big congratulations. You've eaten more salmon than any other bear.
Yeah, pretty much.
And it's so funny because they've even got, like, they've give all the rangers give all the information on their favourite fishing locations and stuff.
Nice.
Oh, this one likes, like, you know, waterfall pools or whatever. Yes. And he's always there fishing away and shoving his face full of salmon.
Well, as we said, this is essentially the dating profiles of the chonky bears.
I know, it's so good. So
if you want to date a chonky bear, there you go. This
congratulations
go.
To 747.
Yeah, I will
after the airliner.
I'll be gracious and say congratulations, but mate, yeah, I think there was vote tampering now.
Well, there's claims that there was. Mm. I mean, did you have money on?
No.
Oh, that's cool. Then you're all right. Well done to 747.
Well done to 747.
And we can't wait for next year.
Yes, we'll bring you more Fat Bear chat as it comes to light, I guess.
Yeah, of course.
Bring
if there's
you
any
the
updates,
big issues on this show, let me tell you.
That's what we're all about.
They're local ads and on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
I think we worked together for 3 months before I gave you my phone number.
And that was an extraordinary moment.
It was an experience, yeah. Right?
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's new FM.
Oh, welcome to Thursday, Tyler.
Morning.
How
thank
are you
goodness.
Feeling?
I'm good.
You good? You ready for another day?
Yes.
Awesome.
Smash it.
That's what life's all about.
Right?
Getting
crawling
in there.
To the end of the week, though. Do
mate,
you feel the same?
It's been a slow week.
Really?
But maybe that's just me.
Right. Nah, I'm with you.
I don't know. I've been having fun.
Look, I'm just saying, I'm counting down the shows until I'm out of here. So.
Oh, yeah, of course. Your big holiday.
Yeah. I leave a week today. I leave
Holy
next dooly. Thursday. So,
wow. Counting,
so this is my fifth last show. So then, yeah, I've got, yeah, tomorrow, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Oh, my
Jeez.
God.
So four shows after today.
I mean, it seems so crazy. All the preparation going on behind the scenes for
how
you
much
going
shopping
off,
I've been doing.
going on your trip.
And to be fair, I'm waiting for parcels to arrive, hoping that I've been paying for Express Post and they're just not arriving.
Oh, Meg.
Not
they'll get
ideal.
Here. They'll get here.
You know what I'll have to do? You can pick them up for me and send them to me to my hotel in
Oh, yeah,
Vegas.
Sure.
You know
Done.
What, Crevo? Even better, we'll pick them up, we'll fly them to Vegas and we'll crash a holiday.
You know what? I'm fine with that.
Okay, cool.
If that means you guys get some time off as well.
Yep.
I'll be down for that.
I've approved it already. We're already going.
Of course you have.
Oh, sweet.
You know what? The boss isn't even back yet, so
true.
We can approve whatever the hell we like.
Come back to an empty radio station.
Absolutely. Hey, on the other side of this, we're playing 5 in 10, right? We have a $50 fuel card.
Oh, free
Hear
petrol.
That? $50 fuel card up for grabs. All you got to do is name 5 things in 10 seconds and you walk away with a $50 fuel card.
Yeah, so easy.
We can't make it much easier than that, can we?
Nope.
If you want to play 5 in 10 very soon, 13:10:09, yep, let's play now.
Yeah.
Let's play now. Call through now. Four phone lines are open, ready to go. 13:10:09 if you want to play 5 in 10 for a $50 fuel card on us.
The Novos. Megan Crevo. 5 in 10. New FM.
Easiest way across Newcastle and the Hunter to score yourself a $50 fuel card. Just got to name 5 things in 10 seconds. Done and dusted.
Yep.
Very easy.
Straight away yours.
Yeah. How good is this? Hey, we've got to get today's category first, Crevo, though, which means we have to spin the wheel.
She's sounding good today.
She is greased up. What do we got?
Automotive.
Beautiful. Okay, let's go to the phones. We're going to Brett in Thornton first up. Hey, Brett.
Hey, guys. How are we?
We're doing really well. Never hey, better, automotive. Man. Do you own a car? Do you drive a car?
Yeah, I own a car.
There you go. He's got this in the bag then. All right, Crevo, what is the first topic for Brett?
All right. In 10 seconds, we need you to name five tire brands.
Okay, five tire brands in 10 seconds. Your time starts now.
Bridgestone, Yokohama, Pirelli, Dunlops. Oh. Yokohama.
No, you already said that and on the buzzer as well, so it's a no.
All right, we go to Shane in Stockton. Hey, Shane.
Hello.
Hello. How are you going this morning, mate?
Not too bad.
He's ready and raring to go, old Shane.
Shane, you know what cars are about, don't you?
Definitely not.
Oh, the confidence is beaming. All right, what is Shane's topic?
All right. In 10 seconds, we need you to name five servos. All right,
five servos in 10 seconds. Your time starts now.
Shell, Airpo. Metro.
No.
Three. Bugger.
Three at a stretch.
All right.
Metro.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got in the end.
Look, it all comes down to Daniel in Windale. Hey, Daniel.
How you going?
Doing good. You confident?
Oh, what's the subject, I guess?
Yeah. Automotive and the topic for Daniel is Crevo.
Car parts.
Okay, you got 10 seconds to name five car parts. Your time starts now.
Alternator, fuel pump, steering pump, radiator, fuel tank.
That's it. Five, you've done it.
Yeah. $50 fuel car coming your way.
Let's go.
Yeah.
I don't know what you said, but I liked your energy.
You know what? Doesn't matter. You get the fuel card. Well done, Daniel. Smashed it. A 5 and 10 back tomorrow at 6.
Meg, you're a fan of Sam Smith, right?
I do love Sam Smith. They're great.
What about Ed Sheeran?
Love them both.
Have they
got a song together yet?
Good question.
Can't remember.
All I know is Ed Sheeran has gifted Sam Smith something very inappropriate.
Inappropriate, okay.
Yeah, a naughty, naughty gift. All right. We're getting into that chat up next.
Details next.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos. All right, so Ed Sheeran and Sam Smith, apparently quite good friends. Mm. And Sam Smith doing, like, some interview rounds at the moment, probably promoting an album or
something.
New
album's coming out, I'm pretty sure.
There you go.
Yeah.
Anyway, they were like, oh, what, your mates with Ed Sheeran, what's going on? Oh, he gave Sam Smith a 6-foot-tall marble penis statue as a gift. And it's so big he's having to get it craned into the house.
You're kidding.
And he's going to turn it into a big fountain.
Of course. Which
I guess works, doesn't it?
Yeah, I guess works, yeah. What else would you do with a 6-foot marble penis? I don't know.
This seems so weird, so bizarre, but Ed Sheeran has history of this. So he actually gives these marble penises to all sorts of people.
Yeah.
I know Kyle and Jackie O, who are on in the afternoon,
they got one along
the way. Not 6 foot, though. They just got a smaller one.
Yeah.
Right? But I think okay, this is my theory, is that the guy that carves them, I think, is Ed Sheeran's friend. So it's his way of, like,
promoting the business.
Well, and, like, getting, because he can then write this off as a tax write-off.
That's true.
Because it's industry, you know, connections or whatever.
Mm.
He's able to help his friend's penis carving business.
Yeah.
By gifting these to all sorts of famous people.
Well, it's funny. It's not just the penises that he's gifting. So I remember music legend Michael Gudinski.
Yep.
So Ed Sheeran gifted him many years ago a life-size bronze statue of himself.
And
it was at Pride of Place, apparently, in Michael Gudinski's house.
Let's not forget Courtney Cox, who he bought a leather gimp mask for.
Yes, he did, on her Amazon or something.
That's right. Using her Amazon Alexa, that's right. He just loves giving inappropriate gifts.
He does. And you know what? It's him. He's cheeky, and that's what he's known for.
He's a bit of a naughty boy.
But Sam Smith, clever idea to turn the 6 foot marble penis into like a feature.
A fountain. Why not? It's already probably got the hole.
If they ever have a falling out, that Sam Smith, they'll just put that on Gumtree or something. And
well, yeah. What else would you do with it? Facebook Marketplace.
Yes.
Is this still available?
Do you reckon you could get away with selling that on Facebook Marketplace?
Yeah, you could.
You just wouldn't have to call it a penis.
No, you'd call it the marble carving or
marble
something.
Marble carving fountain.
Yeah, exactly.
But if you're going to sell
you do
have to mention that it is from Ed Sheeran to up the price.
Oh, definitely. That thing would be worth thousands, no doubt.
How much would you sell that for in your shop?
$2,000.
Marble?
Yeah.
Surely it's worth more.
No.
Really?
Marble's not that. Like, unless you've got a big sheet.
A marble benchtop I looked at the other day was $3,000.
Yeah, that's a big slab of it. That's harder to get, like a big
6 foot of...
No, just a square bit, less valuable.
Yeah, but 6 foot of, you know, round carved marble.
Nah, the carving bit would cost more, but like originally from the artist, you're always going to pay more.
Oh,
secondhand, the market's not the same.
The secondhand...
Big marble penises.
Secondhand marble penis market, it's not thriving right
now.
No.
Only the custom new ones, yeah, sure.
Yeah, of course. Hey.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Grillo.
Different situation.
What was that situation?
Can't remember.
Exactly, it wasn't that important.
Help to know those. Local as New FM.
All right, about 2 weeks until our epic Halloween party at the Star Hotel.
Oh, it's
going to
be good.
You still don't have a costume. That's fine.
I'll worry about it next week.
Maybe. Very last minute.
Yeah. You can't be doing things too early.
No, because you never know. You might change your mind.
Exactly.
On what you want to wear. We've got tickets up for grabs right now. If you want to join us at our exclusive Halloween party at the Star Hotel, it's going down on the 28th of October. We're going to have the blood red carpet, cocktails on arrival, giveaways as well, like for best
dressed. Awesome, yep.
Like, including a getaway to the Hunter Valley, which is really, really cool. If you love your beer.
Stunning.
Four Pines are rocking up as well with a couple of kegs.
Yeah, they are. And Four Pines are great beer.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a big fan.
You're going to be very, very happy that night. That's
sure am.
If you've got a really cool idea for a costume that you want to rock up in, Tyler is going to take a couple of calls now. And the best costume, as decided by her to a degree, gets on air with us, win yourself a double pass. So it's not just ticket for you. You can't bring a mate.
13 10 09. If you've got a great costume idea, I know I'm going to do this. Even just one you could have used it before. We'll never know.
We're not going to judge you for that.
No.
I'm very big fan of reusing things.
Yeah, exactly. But we just want to hear what your costume is, what your plan is, and how excited you are to come along.
13 10 09, if you do want to come along to our exclusive Halloween party at the Star Hotel in Newcastle.
The Novo's Halloween party. The Star Hotel, with free function room hire and free live entertainment every Friday and Saturday night. 105.3 UFM.
It is the party to end all parties. The party that everyone in Newry wants to be at.
Yep.
Exclusive Halloween party at the Star Hotel going down in about 2 weeks' time, Crevo.
Only way to get there is win tickets.
Mm.
You can't, if you turn up on the night, no tickets, we'll be like, gotta go elsewhere.
See you later, my friend.
Off to somewhere different that's not here.
Well, I was going to say, you can go across the road to Next or something.
Yeah.
It's not going to be as good.
Boring.
It's not going to have cocktails. It's not going to have a blood red car, but you know what? They probably won't let you in dressed in Halloween get up.
No, that's right. You'll be out on the street.
Exactly.
You'll have to go home.
Crying into your costume.
Well, that's all possible. But you can win them now and across the day, of course, as well.
We want to know your costume ideas.
That's what we're after here. And, 13 10 09. But let's meet our contestant this morning, shall we?
Yeah, it's Rick in Wanji. Hey, Rick.
How you going, man?
Hello. Now, am I right in saying I've met you before?
Yes, I have. I knew it.
Well, as soon as I saw your name come up, I'm like, I met this guy. I know who he is. Wanji Workers. Was it Wanji Workers?
Wanji Workers.
I was thinking it was Wanji RSL or Wanji Workers. I get confused.
Beautiful part of the world. How is Wanji this morning, Rick?
Beautiful and sunny, Crevo. Beautiful and sunny.
Nice. That's the way. All right, give us your costume idea, Rick.
So my costume idea is I've got the Tom Cruise jumpsuit.
Oh, the top gun.
Yeah, and I'm going to get the haircut the same as Tom Cruise and come as a Tom Cruise zombie.
Oh, I like this. With aviators and everything like that?
I'll have the aviators on, I'll have the makeup done, I'll have the full suit with the dog tags and the
This is so good. Zombie Tom Cruise is coming.
Yeah, he is.
To a Halloween party.
Awesome.
How good is this? Oh, Rick, can't wait.
I can't wait too. It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be awesome. See you there, buddy. How good. I love that costume idea.
See, like, you got to have a great one like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
If you want to come along.
He's been thinking about this.
I know.
That's what I like.
It's the sort of creativity and general excitement for the event that we're looking for.
Beautiful.
It's a minimum standard.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, what's the goss up next with producer Tyler? What's on the way?
The Arias are back, which means the Aria noms are here.
Interesting.
And we're going to unpack all of that next.
You know what? Normally, I'm all on top of this. I've got no idea this year.
Oh, I'm all over it.
Good
Let me fill
stuff.
You in.
Beautiful. Awesome. All right, details on the other side of this.
The Novos.
If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo. What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
Tyler in with What's the Goss and zhuzh yourself up. It's awards season. What have you got for us?
I love this. The Arias are just around the corner and the awards night is finally back after 3 years. Happening November 24, hosted by Natalie Imbruglia and Lewis Capaldi. So it's going to be batshit crazy, which we
Oh, mate, he's going to be loose unit, you can tell.
Oh, yeah, I'm very excited for that. That also means the nominations are here. Lots to unpack. The biggest artists that took out most nominations are Rufus Du Sol. They're kind of like a house band.
No doubt.
They lead this year's noms with 7 in total.
Oh, how good.
This might be their year because, God, they've worked hard for a long time.
They won a Grammy last year.
Yeah.
You would hope that they're going to take home an Aria, right?
You would hope so.
Flume follows closely with 6 nominations.
Beautiful.
The Kid Laroi, Vance Joy, Baker Boy aren't far behind with 5. Now, another Aussie band that got 6 nominations are a band called Emil and the Sniffers.
Oh, I know these guys.
Yeah.
They're from Melbourne.
They're the definition of loose units.
Take a listen.
I love them, mate. I love them so much. So good.
Really
fun. They've already won. They've already won a couple of Arias from memory.
Yes, and Amy, the lead I've met, reading to her at Splendor in the Grass, she looks like a hard ass, but she's the sweetest, smallest person.
Oh, that makes me happy, actually.
Ever come across. So lovely. So very stoked for Emil and the Sniffers.
Yeah.
They're up for best album, best group, best rock album. The list goes on. Our very own Daniel Johns is up for best solo artist.
Interesting.
I love his new stuff. Here's one from his latest album.
Oh, very funky.
Yeah,
I really like it.
His latest album is amazing. Go and listen to it. If you do anything today, listen to that.
Yeah.
Bujra as well, up for best solo artist.
Great.
Along against the Kid Laroi and Vance Joy.
That's going to be tough.
Yeah.
Vance Joy, Kid Laroi and Bujra.
Vanessa Amorosi is up for her new album.
I didn't even know she released one.
Neither did I.
Midnight Oil is up for best group because they released some stuff as well. Lude, if you remember from earlier, is
Down
up
under.
For this banger.
I do like
but
that.
But he'll be up against Flume, no doubt.
Yes.
Good luck.
Yes, I know. But, I mean, it's good just to see this music recognised, right?
Oh, 100%.
Totally.
We're seeing heaps of Western Sydney being represented for best R&B, best hip-hop, best rap, which
Beautiful.
We love. It's finally getting the rap it deserves.
How good.
And then best international is Billie Eilish, Drake, Ed Sheeran, Harry Styles, all your staples, Jack Harlow, Lil Nas X. So, yeah, it's all going to go down on the 24th of November. I'm very excited.
Best international will go to who's in the country at that point.
I would assume so, which I think will be either Harry Styles.
Lil Nas X, maybe.
Or Lil Nas X.
Yeah,
because Lil Nas X has the tour, right?
Yeah, he's doing the festival circuit.
Yeah.
Timing? I wonder if that's rigged.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, surely there'd be chats behind the scenes that we have no idea about, you guys.
You would think so.
We'll see it unfold in November.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
Different situation.
What was that situation?
Can't remember.
Exactly. It wasn't that important.
Help the Novos. Local as New FM.
Mate, the things people argue about on Facebook, we bring them to these shows. We can bring the argument to life, if you will.
We're the embodiment of it.
Exactly. So this guy's gone through a checkout at Coles, right? With a full trolley. Like, not one of those small, you know, the tiny trolleys?
Yeah.
No. One of the full trolleys.
A deep trolley.
$260 worth of groceries. He's gone through the self-serve. People are telling him he's a bit of an asshole.
Quick side note. Do you prefer deep?
No, I like the small
shallow trolley.
I do like the shallow trolley. Yeah. Anyway, this guy gone through with his $260 worth of groceries, went on to Facebook for some reason and happened to mention it, sparked uproar.
See, I don't see a problem with this.
I hate it.
What do you hate, Meg?
I hate when you go to a smaller supermarket.
Mm.
So like a Coles or a Woolies that's not as big as like your big store.
Say Mayfield?
No, smaller than Mayfield. They've only got like 6 self-serve registers.
Yeah.
And you've got 3 of them taken up by giant-ass trolleys. It annoys me.
What?
Because I want to get through in and out quick with my packet of Tim Tams.
Meg,
yes.
You have to wait sometimes.
No, you don't. If they just went through a normal register, they could have waited at the normal register.
This is what I'll say. Is it against the law?
No.
Is it fine then?
Inconvenience, though. Don't inconvenience other people. Right or wrong, taking full trolleys through the self-serve.
It's fine.
No, it's rude.
You're acting like a Karen.
Yeah.
And it's outrageous.
My middle name might be Karen this morning. Let me tell you, 13709, right or wrong, taking the full trolley through the checkout. There is a poll on our Instagram at the moment as well, at the Novos _ if you want to check it out. But this guy's saying, I did nothing wrong. And I'm like,
he hasn't done anything wrong.
Did you though? Were you being a jerk and taking up a full self-serve register that were designed in the first place for quick and easy?
They should say 12 items or less then, like the 12 items or less line.
Well, maybe they should.
If they wanted less.
13709, get involved.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
Do not agree with this guy. $260 worth of groceries going through the self-serve. Nuh-uh. Go to a checkout, bro.
Meg, it's not like he's gone and knifed someone. You're allowed to use it.
Yes, but the thing
if they wanted it to be 12 items or less, they should write on it.
Also, if they wanted it to be used for full trolleys, there should be adequate space for said trolleys. Have you seen, like, the space?
I've pushed a trolley through there.
No,
it's
you
fine.
You can fit the small trolleys in there. They fit, like, nice and snug. The big trolleys, nah.
Oh, Meg, you're whinging about this unreasonably.
No, because everyone else got on their high horse on Facebook, so I thought we'd bring this to the radio.
I think it's fine. You can go through as much as you want. In fact, I encourage it.
All right. Well, let's see what everyone else has to think.
All right. Debbie's up first. How are you this morning?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Very good. Do you reckon it's right or wrong going through the self-serve with a big trolley load?
I think it's right.
Yes.
Oh, no,
common sense.
Imagine you're in the line at Woolies, and it's taken forever because all of these jerks have got full trolleys, Deb.
If they're prepared to stay going to there and self-serve a whole trolley for themselves, then yeah, go for it.
Like, silly.
Debbie, now are you like a regular everyday shopper, or do you like a big load, Debbie?
Big load.
Yeah, understood. I know what you're talking about.
Well, we put this on our Instagram, at the Novos _. A couple of votes have come through. Now, Crevo, have you got the results there?
No, I don't. Let's have a look.
Hold on.
It's loading. Oh, internet.
Our internet is a bit dodgy. My 5G is not logged in.
I think it goes via Turkmenistan or something.
So you are winning at the moment.
Yeah, because it's common sense.
60% of people are saying it's acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
40% of people are saying absolutely not.
So this is what we're saying here. If you like Debbie and you love a big load, go for your life.
You know what? You do you, sister, but I'm going to sit there and silently judge you if you're going through with a giant trolley.
Okay, fair enough.
You've got that big load.
Silently judging.
I'm silently judging your big load.
Fair enough. Hey, Meg, up next, I've joined a group on Facebook, which I'm very excited about.
Because you have a few groups on Facebook.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I mean, like my
buy, swap and sell groups.
Barbecuing, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
This one was suggested to me this morning. You know how Facebook likes to figure out what you like?
Are into, yeah.
Yeah. And I thought, you know what? This sounds like a bit of fun to join as somebody with no experience in this area.
Are you infiltrating a group you have, no idea about?
No business being in. You ready for the name of it?
Sure.
Old Australian Truck Drivers Group Who Drove Before 1995.
Because there's a difference between the ones who drove before 1995 and the ones who drove after 1995.
I've never driven a truck, and I certainly wasn't old enough to drive a truck before 1995.
Infiltrating the group, right?
That's right. And some of the comments and stuff in this group, hilarious.
All right, details on the other side of the issue.
All right, so, Meg, I got recommended this group on Facebook, and obviously the algorithm is not working at the moment.
I think it is.
Because it recommended me to join Old Australian Truck Drivers Group who drove before 1995.
Yes.
So if you drove in 96, you're out.
Now, how old were you in 1995?
Oh, God. I was born in 87, so like eight or something.
So I've got a feeling you might not have been driving before 1995. You did grow up on a farm.
You
so there's a chance you were driving.
Yeah, that's
probably
right.
Not B-doubles or something.
No, exactly. But of course, that as soon as I saw that, I must join this group. I must get involved.
Yes.
This is the sort of thing which will be very funny.
Okay.
So, of course, with these types of groups, they've often got like some questions to make sure you're not like a bot or a scammer, that sort of thing. So we'll get started with some of these. It says, why do you want to comment or post in this group? Have you a connection to Australian trucking? No. Read this group's rules. This is not a normal run group, all in capitals.
Interesting. What does that mean?
No idea, but I responded with this. And I said, pre-1995 trucks were far better than trucks today. Can't wait to join this group. I'm hoping this helps me slip through the net.
Maybe.
Right. And then the next part says, before you ask or make any comment on this group, no GIFs, emojis or icons can be used. Only text or photos.
What?
I'll be using GIFs and emojis as soon as I can, right, because that's my favourite thing. Then the other big warning, right, on this in the rules section is rule number four.
Okay.
No talking about turbo. Anyone talking about turbo will end up in jail for defrauding many people in trucking. The comment will be deleted and the member blocked immediately.
Oh, my God. They're serious about turbo.
They really hate turbo on this group.
I don't know what the difference is.
No idea either. So I've also found like a sample post because when you like submit your answers to the questions, you sort of let into this
pre-approval stage.
Exactly. So you can see posts, but you're not allowed to post yet.
Okay.
So I found this one here, just to give you an example of how exciting this group is.
Okay.
Coming home on the Tanami, my last trip. Heavy rain turned the bulldust into slippery mud. Still had cars and 4x4s overtaking at speed. I don't know where most of them park their brains, but it's not in their heads. There's a photo of like the truck on the muddy road.
I want to put this out there. 131009. If you've got some gold that Crevo can post in this group.
Yeah, or a bit of like...
Because we don't know what we're talking about pre-1995 trucking. If you've got some ideas of how we can interact, this would be great.
I want to stay like under the radar, but be a little bit cheeky for as long as possible. I'll keep you updated on the show.
But you need to know what you're talking about.
No, that's right. I need a few bits of lingo, that sort of stuff.
Exactly.
I have Googled 1985 Australian truck, though. I've got my photos ready to go.
Good stuff. If you can help him out.
Hit us up or on Instagram as well.
I don't know if pre-1995 truckies have Instagram.
No, but you just need to know about it.
Okay.
At the Novos _. Hit us up.
They're local ads and on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
I think we worked together for 3 months before I gave you my phone number.
And that was an extraordinary moment.
It was an experience, right?
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's New FM.
Now, outside of this show, Crevo, you are building an empire.
Oh, I don't know
Crevo's
about that.
Crevo's on Clyde Street in Hamilton North.
Yeah, if you want to get a Persian rug or something, come see us.
Some furniture.
Mm-hmm.
Really nice furniture, by the way.
Thank you.
Now, the thing is, the importance of building an empire, you need brand awareness.
That's
right?
True. That's true.
We were
true.
Talking about it off air the other day, going, maybe you should get something shirts made.
Oh,
Crevo's branded shirts.
Not a bad idea.
I'd rock one.
Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. I said to you, if I got Crevo branded shirts, my whole family would wear them.
See, now that's the sort of advertising which would be good to have.
Yeah, but you know what? There's other ways to advertise your business. There's other merchandising opportunities outside of the traditional T-shirt, like pens, all that kind of crap. There's other ways.
Okay. So you're saying you've come up with some merchandising opportunities.
Yeah.
All right.
That outside you're, I know you go to Vistaprint or whatever it is to get your pens and your shirts and your mouse pads, all that kind of stuff. Nah. You need to think outside the box, Crevo.
All right. I'm listening.
You want to get your business to the top tier of Persian rugs in Australia, right?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
This is the way to do it.
Okay. I'm open and listening. I can't wait to hear all your ideas up next.
Your marketing ideas.
Megan Crevo.
The building of the Crevo's empire. Right?
All I'll say, yeah, is come and get a Persian rug.
Yes. The thing is, you don't just sell Persian rugs.
No.
There's plenty of other things.
Furniture, antiques, all that stuff.
Yeah. So the idea came about the other day to get you some promotional t-shirts.
Yeah. I thought it was a bit of fun.
Always kind of cool. You love the idea of a promotional t-shirt.
Yep.
We got a couple from the Tumble Club not too That's long right. ago, and you love wearing that around.
Yep, thank you. I'll wear any.
But we want something a little bit more unique, because anyone can do a pen. Anyone can do a mug.
Mm.
T-shirts, great, but we need some better things. So I thought I'd kick this off with, we all know a guy who loves a lanyard, right?
Yeah.
How about some Crevo's lanyards to kick this off?
Oh, that's a bit of fun.
Because we all know the person who loves wearing that lanyard. They never take it off.
Yeah, everyone knows someone like that in their life.
Exactly.
So this is perfect. I like that. That's cool.
Yeah, Crevo's lanyard. We're starting off small, all right?
Probably pretty cheap to print up too.
Exactly. Now, I had a look at a couple of websites that do this kind of stuff. So Brand Deity do a lot of branded stuff.
Awesome.
They've got some ideas. Tape measure, a branded tape measure.
That's actually brilliant.
Right?
Yeah, because people are always asking for the tape measures
exactly.
when they come in, because they want to measure, like, oh, is the furniture the right size, that sort of thing.
Have them on the counter, because people go, oh, crap, I don't have a tape measure at home. Save
Genius.
You going to Bunnings.
Genius.
Get the branded tape measure. Okay? Next one, a little bit off kilter.
Yeah.
A branded flashing backpack.
What?
Right? Hear me out.
What is even a flashing backpack? So, is that a backpack for flashes?
No. So it's actually a normal backpack.
Right.
But it does flash. And I thought, because your colours on your logo are quite good.
Yeah.
The green and the gold.
Oh, that's cool.
Right? And the thing is, over night time as well, if people are biking or they're along the foreshore, brand a backpack that flashes with the Crevo's logo.
How much is that, though?
I don't know.
Okay.
Have a couple of them. Just, you know, have to sell that many of them.
Yeah, just
But I thought,
few?
Over night time, yep. that'll look sick.
Okay. What right? else do you got?
Two more to go. Mm.
Oh, yeah.
You can get branded wine, Crevo. Imagine if someone buys a $6,000 rug from you.
Yeah.
Throw them a bottle of wine.
That's a great
Crevo's
idea.
Crevo's wine.
A lovely bottle of Crevo Shiraz.
Yes.
That's genius.
Right?
I actually love that idea.
Now, imagine they've got the Crevo's wine. They're laying down on the Crevo's Persian rug that just bought.
Yeah.
In front of the fire.
Yeah.
This place does logo printed condoms.
I don't think we're going to go there, man.
Really?
Nah.
You sure?
Yeah, the wine will do.
No,
the rubbers.
You don't want to go to that section.
No, I don't want to be in that department.
But they're available just in case you want them. Have them in a bowl on the counter.
In a bowl? They're not sweet.
You can get branded like little candy chocolates if the condoms aren't your thing.
The chocolates, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm not running a sexual health clinic.
But
you know?
Just think, you're laying down on that Persian rug with the Crevo's wine.
Too much.
To the fire.
You
Maybe
know,
that's what you want.
If they're using that, I'd be kind of worried. I'm going to leave it out.
Well, there's some options for you.
Well, thank you. All of them I like, except for the rubbers.
Oh, okay. Well, four out of five, not bad.
Pretty good hit rate, if you will. Love It or Loathe It up next. Of course, Tyler in to get our thoughts on today's daily topics. And we have to decide in the moment, love it or loathe it, no fence sitting.
Doing it next.
Love it. Yeah, this is, of course, where producer Tyler comes in with the daily topics and we need to decide, love it or loathe it. In the moment, you get to find out Meg and I's deepest, darkest thoughts. Let's do it, Tyler. What have you got for us?
Emojis.
3, 2, 1, go!
Loathe it. Love it. I knew you'd loathe it, Crevo.
Yes.
Yeah, he's a fun police here.
Yeah, it's just, they're just too, like, I think they're overrated and finished.
I feel like I
opinion.
Have to have emojis in messages.
Really?
Otherwise I come across as a bitch.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm heavy on the exclamation marks.
That's
sometimes comes across aggressive, but I don't care.
So mine is, if I don't have like a smiley emoji, I feel like I'm angry.
What are your top emojis, Meg? Eggplant at the top, would it?
Actually,
because you're into health, healthy eating.
I don't think I have ever used the eggplant emoji in my entire life.
Oh, you liar!
If I go to write a comment on something, let's have a look.
Yeah, what are you using? Banana?
Banana? Probably not. I don't like bananas. For me, my top five are the laugh cry emoji, the smile emoji, the red love heart, the sad emoji, and then the one where they're really upset and their eyes are watering a little bit, like a
crying emoji.
It's not like a crying emoji, but see what I mean? The bottom one there.
Like the cute crying emoji.
Yeah, the cute crying emoji. Like, oh my God, that's so cute.
Well, an argument on Reddit has caused a stir online over what emojis you should and shouldn't be using, as well as the top 10 emojis that make you look like a boomer. And Meg,
I'm a boomer.
Absolutely,
you are. Of course
I am. They're saying that whether the chat is informal, between friends or at work, that some emojis that older people use appear to have a very different rude meaning for the younger generation. So without any further ado, the top 10 emojis look like a boomer.
Okay.
Number one, the thumbs up.
Yeah, I don't use that.
24% of people are saying that sending a thumbs up can be seen as passive-aggressive and even confrontational.
Oh, God, I use a thumbs up. That's probably the only one I use.
So you're a very passive-aggressive person, Revo.
Am I?
Hates his emojis.
You're a boomer as well.
Oh, good. Good to know.
The next one is the red love heart.
Yeah, I've been switching that out for the black one lately, though, to be fair.
I feel personally victimized because the red love heart is the second one in my most
There you go.
Using it all the time.
The tick?
I don't use that.
Oh, no. Who's using that?
I don't use that. Boomers use that.
Yeah.
Now, this one also has me kind of a little bit freaked out because it's the poo.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever used the poo emoji.
You guys, I have severe gut allergies. I use the poo emoji at all times. I have to have it there at the ready in case I need to text someone and be like, I'm out, be right back, and just send the poo emoji to give them a bit of a warning,
I think they're not using the poo emoji in the same context you are.
Yeah, no, you've got the intended.
To let people know that I'm about to shit myself.
Good to know. Oh, you've sent one now. That's weird.
Oh, there we go.
No, I'm good for now, you guys. We can keep going. Yeah. The loud crying face.
I use that a lot.
I use that all the time. Yep. To the monkey eye cover.
No, I've never used that.
I use
that's
that.
So
I use that to flirt.
Who are you flirting with? Don't you have a boyfriend?
Yeah, with Marcus.
Oh, right. Okay. I was going to say.
I use it all the time. I feel like this is like a personal attack on me. Because the clapping hands I also use.
I don't really use that.
No, I don't use that. No. I don't like it.
I use the raise the roof emoji, like the hands up. I use that all the time.
I use the clapping hands one as a little bit of like a bit of a confrontation. It's like, good for you, clap at them. It's kind of a bit like passive aggressive.
Yeah, okay.
Okay,
One is major boomer energy because this is exactly what my mother does. The lipstick kiss face, the lipstick kiss emoji.
I do that.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
You are definitely a boomer.
I absolutely am.
You ticked every single one pretty much.
You know what? I just realised.
They're your top 10.
My 10, I have the tick. I don't know when I've used it.
Yeah, you're a boomer. Oh,
they've just recognised that you use the other ones and you must love it.
Yeah, apparently. Well, welcome to Boomerville. Great time.
Population Meg.
Exactly.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Meg and Crevo.
How much I really like barbecuing. Pork, chicken, toast.
Backtrack.
Yes.
Did you say toast?
Yeah, I'm just cooking everything.
The Novos. Local Ads. New FM.
So I was chatting to a friend of mine yesterday, and she was telling me, hey, I've been with my partner for about a year now, and he's asked me, if I could start going on birth control.
So he's asked for
He's asked for her, say, the pill. And she's like, look, I'll consider it. You know, it's we're together. Obviously, kids aren't in our plans just yet.
Yeah.
I'll do it for us, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, she's gone ahead and started booking the doctor's appointment, doing some investigations on the best types of ones. And then she's turned around to him and said, look, okay, well, the doctor's appointment is this much. This is this much. How much do you want to contribute? And he goes, what? And she's like, oh, well, if it's going to be birth control and it, you know, affects both of us, I think it should be a joint expense. He goes, no, this is your thing. You should be paying for this.
Interesting.
After he specifically asked her, hey, you should start going on birth control.
I've got a question here and maybe you don't know the answer.
Yeah, sure.
was he paying for the birth control beforehand, the previous whole year?
She did mention they would both take turns. It depended on whose house they were at.
Okay.
So she'd keep a supply at her house that she paid for. He'd keep a supply at his house that he paid for.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. But he's turned around and said, no, this is a you thing. You need to put the bill for it.
He's
genuinely a lovely guy. I've met him multiple times. Yeah. He's great. And then I'm like, oh, that's a bit of a jerk move.
I would have thought so.
Right or wrong, this guy not even offering or considering to pay for the birth control in a relationship. I've never had the discussion. I've never followed it up because I have already had it in place. I've got one of those implants.
Yeah.
Which you get replaced every couple of years. I don't even think about it. Yeah. And normally I just get it replaced during a normal GP appointment, so it's not really that big a deal. But when you're getting the pill, there's multiple doctor's appointments to get reissued. Then there's the monthly cost. I think he should be chipping in.
I think when you start to get that into a relationship, you just start paying half of everything, don't you?
Especially when it was his idea. She didn't want to do it. She's like, well, not that she didn't want to do it, but she wasn't thinking about that.
Yeah, yeah. You know? I think he should be paying, surely.
13:10:09, right or wrong, him not even considering to pay for the birth control.
Time to get a new guy.
Oh, yeah. See, that's the thing. He's a nice guy on every other account except for this. 13:10:09, we want your opinions next.
Megan Prevost.
The Novos.
All right, 13:10:09, right or wrong, my mate, her partner has asked, hey, can you go on birth control? They've been together for about a year, and she's like, yep, no dramas. She's booked the appointments, got all the cost figures. Asked him, hey, can we split the cost? And he's like, absolutely not. This is a you thing.
he sounds like an absolute idiot to me.
That's what I'm saying, though. In normal circumstances, he's a great guy. But then he's turned around and go, this isn't my problem. And I'm like, actually, if you are getting benefit from this, not to mention she's putting her body through hormone changes and all that kind of stuff, maybe you should foot the bill.
I think just get a new boyfriend.
Yeah. I'm not going to go as far to say that because he is a genuinely nice guy. But
I am.
I think because he doesn't understand the mentality behind it. Maybe some guys just don't understand.
All right. Well, this is the area we're moving into. Let's start with Ben. How are you today?
I'm pretty good, guys.
That's the way. What are your thoughts on this?
I think he just needs to suck it up and chip in every so often.
Yeah, so have you been in this situation before by any chance?
Not me. I speak for a friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Going back 20 years when I was much younger, we had one of the guys in the group, we called him One Potato because he wasn't the smartest tool in the shed.
Yeah.
He was getting a bit ordinary in the health side of things. Turned out his girlfriend didn't want to take the pill, so he had started for her.
He thought
if he took her pill.
Are you serious?
Ben!
Yeah.
So how's One Potato doing these days?
Oh, look, I've lost contact. I couldn't...
Mate, he probably doesn't know how to work a phone anymore. My God. One Potato, what are you doing? Thank you, Ben.
What a story.
I didn't expect it to go
that way. I don't think anyone was expecting that.
Tamara. Hey, Tamara.
Hi.
Hey, is it right or wrong for this guy not to chip in with the birth control? What do you think?
Totally wrong.
Yeah, Absolutely wrong. If your partner turned around and said, I want you to go on the pill, but I'm not going to pay for it, what would you say?
I'd say let's look into what the male contraception options are.
Yeah, well, that's true. I think at the moment for
snippy,
men,
snippy.
It's only a snippy snip. That's it.
Yeah, I know. I know they're trialing some, so maybe he can go on a trial list if he's really keen.
Let's see what the side effects are.
Oh, but they said they listed
side effects to the pill as well.
Exactly.
So,
this is the thing. Yeah. They listed some of the male side effects, and they turn around, we can't deal with it. I'm like, really? We deal with it every month.
Exactly.
My God. Thank you, Tamara.
Yeah. You know what? This story has brought... I've just remembered my friend, or this family friend, his partner said she was on the pill but wasn't.
Oh, that's
so he was chipping in, and she wasn't using the money for that.
What?
Baby trapped him.
not good. That's the worst.
Yeah, I know.
Don't do that. That's actually ridiculous.
How bad's that? Mate. So if this is all you got to do is pay for the pill, just pay for it.
Yeah, just do it, mate. Oh,
wow. What's the goss up next with producer Tyler? What's on the way?
More big music news to unpack next, you guys.
All right, details on the other side of this.
The Novos.
If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
All right, what's the goss time now with producer Tyler? And you've got some music news for us.
Yeah, now, Meg, I have to personally apologise for missing one of the biggest music news stories of all time yesterday.
I brought this to your attention yesterday and you've gone, what?
How did I must have been sleeping under a rock.
So I found this out at 11:30 at night.
The night before.
Yeah.
So it almost 48 hours ago and I've only just found out in the last 24.
Oh.
If
I'm
you
so
didn't
keen.
Know already, Blink-182 is coming to Australia in 2024.
Tom DeLonge is back.
Yes.
They're all getting pretty old now, aren't they?
Who cares?
Are they doing their, like, they'll have their walking frames and all that.
Shut up. And I'll be their front row and center with my walking stick. You leave them alone.
Yeah, so exciting. The OG lineup is back, reuniting for the first time in nearly 10 years.
Yeah.
And, of course, people are thanking Kourtney Kardashian for convincing Travis to fly again.
Yeah.
And Kardashian fans are actually saying that this reunion tour is all thanks to Kourtney.
Are
you joking?
No. No. See, it wouldn't have mattered. The reason this is as big as it is, though, is because of Tom DeLonge.
Yeah. And that's the whole point, right?
Right.
Yes.
So they've got, like, they'll be at, are they doing a lot of shows or just one?
They're doing a massive US tour, massive world tour. It hits Australia. Sorry to hijack you, but
no, thing. You go for it, girl.
It's coming to Australia in February 2024.
They're coming to, like, Maitland, Newcastle.
Unfortunately, no. Cap City only.
I mean, maybe we can get them to come to the Cambo.
They are on the headline, though, for When We Were Young 2023, which I'm going to in Vegas next year. I've already arranged it.
Have you already booked your tickets?
I've already started looking into hotels, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Jeez, Meg.
So it's Green Day, Blink-182, a couple of others that I love, like Simple Plan, Good Charlotte, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Offspring.
We're oh, I love the Offspring.
We're coming here at the end of the year, but I'm going to go to this festival next year in Vegas.
How exciting.
Yeah, so good. Blink, what are you doing back, baby?
I'm back. Perth, Melbourne, Sydney,
new album
Brisbane.
Drops too soon. Your single drops this Friday, I believe.
And the support act is Rise Against. Are you a
so
fan,
good.
Meg?
So good.
Yeah, they're great.
Like the Angel, yes.
Tickets are on sale Thursday, October 20 at 1 p.m, so you can get on that.
Unless
next
you're
week.
Smart and get pre-sale like I am.
Yes, very much so.
I mean, there's no pre-sale. What are you talking about?
Don't tell anyone.
None.
Also, in other news, the next round of Married at First Sight participants are already strategizing on how to make bank on OnlyFans once the new MAF season airs early next year. Like,
get
can they
career.
Relax?
Get a career.
Yeah, but they're on MAF, so that's what they want to do.
Yeah, true.
So this is their plan going into it now. So Hayley Vernon, she was on maybe season 7, has said that two people have already reached out to her just for normal advice about the paparazzi and about how to deal with the media. But then she said other people have hit her up for advice on how to do OnlyFans, and they've already suggested and made a joke about filming a scene with Hayley to post for when their wedding episode airs to get more subscribers the day that their episode airs. So they're not even here for the Married at First Sight experience.
No.
They're here for the OnlyFans cash.
Everyone knows that, but the thing is, they don't have access to their social media accounts during the show.
Does OnlyFans count?
Does OnlyFans count?
Oh, yeah. Is it social media?
Because it's payment-based.
Or is it another website?
That's kind of form of employment, like cash, right? So maybe it doesn't get taken away from them.
Interesting.
Anyway,
interesting.
Hayley,
you know what? MAFs will close that loophole.
Do you
quick
think?
Smart.
Yeah, I think that would be like part of their
next contract negotiations. That'll be part of it.
Surely.
For sure.
Or
they might
does
have
it
this time around.
Yeah. I'm thinking maybe it creates more buzz for the show.
Could do.
True, but at the same time, they can release more information, all that kind of crap, but whether Channel 9 want that or not.
The show gets enough buzz as it is, no?
Yeah.
Who knows?
I mean, no, we've never talked about maths on this show.
Not ever.
Never. Hey, Nass, how are you?
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
How much I really like barbecuing. Pork, chicken, toast.
Backtrack.
Yes.
Did you say toast?
Yeah, I'm just cooking everything.
The Novos. New FM.
Straight after us, going 105 minutes commercial free with producer Tyler. What's on the way?
An old schooler from Beyonce.
I love this.
This takes me back to my blue MP3 player back in the day.
Oh, I'm trying to work out. I probably had a Motorola, like, Walkman phone.
The Razr flip phone?
It wasn't a flip. It was the one after the flip.
Ah.
Yeah. And it had an MP3 player built in.
Yes. Nice. Amazing. Fancy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Love that. Irreplaceable from Beyonce. Also, Annie Shark.
The blonde bombshell.
Ah.
You don't like a blonde, do you?
Nah, I don't nah. like. I'm
what did you
it.
Say yesterday? I'm she now looks like an emotions. Old hag.
I did not say that.
Very rude
it was
of you.
Something along those lines.
I never said
yeah,
that.
You never said that. All right.
Also, another song that we all love so much. Fly away,
it's probably my least hated Red Hot Chili Peppers song.
Really?
Really?
I don't like it, but I don't hate it.
This is probably my least favorite Chili song.
Yeah.
A bit boring.
Yeah.
For them.
So anyway, 105 minutes commercial break coming your way after 9 o'clock with Tyler.
Excellent. Up next, we are playing Would I Lie to You, though. If you'd like to test your skills as a human lie detector, this is your chance. 13-10-09, up for grabs. If you can pick who is telling the truth, you get a double pass to Reading Cinemas.
Movie of your choice.
Yeah, exactly.
We're not going to pick the movie for you, my friend. You get to pick.
13-10-09, if you want a free double to the movies, all you got to do is tell us who is telling the truth.
Yeah, so Crevo's going to hold an item. I'm going to hold an item. Only one of us is telling the truth. It's up to you to work it out.
Yeah, 13-10-09 if you want to play.
50-50 chance of winning those movie tickets, by the way.
Yeah.
Very good odds.
The Novos.
The Novos. With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
Would I lie to you,
babe? All right, this is very easy. All you have to do is figure out, is it Meg who's telling the truth or is it myself that's telling the truth? We both claim to have something in the studio.
Yeah.
One of us has the real thing. The other one is just making stuff up.
One of us is telling a filthy old lie.
That's
basically.
Right. If you figure out who is telling the truth, you yourself win a double pass to the movies.
Let's go to the phones and meet Brent. Hey, Brent.
How you going?
Hey, doing really well. And now, just off this, who do you think is telling the truth, just based on our honesty factors?
What was that, sorry?
Who do you think would be telling the truth just based on our honesty factors, like without hearing any of our pitches?
Oh, I'm going to have to back up the voice and go Crevo.
Ah, oh, you
lads.
Trustworthy lad, you. Okay. Well, Crevo's holding an item. I'm holding an item. Who would you like to go first?
I'll go
Crevo. Okay, cool.
All right, Brent. So what I've got in here, I went out the van and I got out, you know, the like those plug-in inflators for like mattresses and stuff?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I got one of those Coleman one. It's called a fast inflate deflate, 12-volt quick pump. Yeah, it's model number 2002-4481.
Stop reading that off Bunnings.
It's a quality item. Coleman brand for camping. You know, you're not going to go wrong with that. It's got one spare attachment to change the size of the inflation thing.
I don't understand why that
thing.
Would even be in the van. Like, you're not going camping anytime soon.
No, but I've always got stuff in there, you know. So, yeah, that's what I've got.
Okay, well, here's the truth. What I've got is I went shopping last night. I'm getting back into my baking, Brent, and I'm making cake pops that are covered in sprinkles. So I went to Woolies. I got the Dollar Sweet sprinkles, right? It's in a, I'd say, 15-centimetre tube. The magic hundreds and thousands are really good ones. We'll give it a... Open the packet up. Let's pull the sound down, actually. Open this packet up. Pour some on the desk, actually. Let's have...
Oh, you won't hear that because it's fake.
Yeah, no, well, it's very soft. The sprinkles don't really make a lot of noise.
Yeah, because it's fake.
No. All right, Brent, have you got a question for Crevo or myself?
Question? They're both pretty items just to be holding, I guess, but no, I can't really think of any.
That's all right. Go for it. Who do you think is telling the truth? Do you think it's Crevo? What do you think it is?
Can I just say before you go, Brent, think about this. Meg... She doesn't have an oven at her place.
Yes,
how
I
is
have
she
an
doing?
Air fryer oven, though. It doesn't fit my cupcake tray
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah, you're doing baking.
But it fits a cake tray.
Likely
not a cupcake
story,
tray.
Am I right, Brent?
Yeah, like you have an air compressor. All right, who is telling the truth, Brent?
Look, I'm just back to voice.
Oh, I missed you there. What'd you say?
Crevo.
You think he's telling the truth?
Yeah, I've got to go with the boys.
Yeah, he is.
You know I wouldn't let you down, Brent, yeah. You absolute legend.
Double pass to Reading Cinemas to see the movie of your choice. Well done.
Beautiful, thank you.
Well done. So actually what I have, I went to the boss's office, even though he's not here, the fish is still here. Now grab the Nutrafin Max fish pellets.
Are you feeding the fish while he's away? Who is?
I don't know. Now I'm really concerned, actually.
Maybe you should feed them.
Feeding the fish. I don't want to feed them just in case someone else is feeding them, and then you overfeed them and they get sick.
But underfeeding is really bad.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Did they look skinny?
Well, I did check and there were none that were floating.
Did they have any, would they say, clothing baggy at all?
No.
Then that'd be right then.
Fish clothes. Hey, on the other side of this, Creeper, your favourite human in the entire world has released a fragrance.
A fragrance?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you say favourite human. Who is it?
Elon Musk.
Oh, you know what? I'm a little bit off him at the moment.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'll tell you a bit of that in a minute.
Okay. Well, I'll get into the details.
But I still like his business stuff. You know that.
All right. I'll get into the details of Elon Musk. A brand new fragrance on the other side of this.
Megan Crevo.
Now, this is quite funny because Elon Musk, he's known for technology. He's known what he had PayPal at one point.
Yeah, his company.
Trying to buy Twitter, all that kind of stuff. But let's face it, what's his name?
Elon Musk.
You'd think he'd be doing perfume or cologne or something, wouldn't you?
Because of the name Musk.
Now he finally is. Oh, so
the big stick.
He's released his own line of cologne, a limited run of 10,000, and it's called. Get this, because when you're Elon Musk, you're not doing this to make money. You're doing this for a joke.
Yeah, he's just got a million things he can do for fun if he wants.
Exactly. I can't get over the name of this. Burnt hair. The most unattractive smell known to mankind.
It's up there with the worst.
He shoves it in a bottle.
And that's what he's going for.
And that's what he's done. And guess what? It's sold out 10,000 bottles within 24 hours.
Of course it is. Anything he does.
$100 a bottle too.
Anything he does sells out. That's just the way his, I don't know how he does it.
And this is $100 US a bottle too, keep in mind.
Oh my God. People and their money.
Now, I was thinking of this before because I was asking you if you're a cologne man yourself.
Yeah.
And you're like, nah. Like, you don't really.
Oh, look, I wear it.
Only to special occasions, though, right?
Yeah, or sometimes I'll throw it on, like, just on a normal day.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I've never noticed you wearing cologne.
I think, is that good, though? That's like you're supposed to be, if you wear just the right amount, you don't notice it.
See, I like to be able to notice it.
Right. To me, you've overdone it.
The biggest sucker for cologne.
Are you now?
You could be average, maybe 6 out of 10 guy. If you've got a nice smelling cologne, you're a 10.
Really?
Yes.
Well, take note, people interested in me.
Get yourself a nice cologne. Producer Tyler, are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, cologne. Are you a sucker like I am?
Not really.
Really? Okay.
Nah, I just would like to know that you're wearing deodorant so you don't stink like BO. That's enough.
See, we do like that. Mm. That's nice. But if you've got a really nice cologne, like,
I've got low standards.
But it's funny as well, if you wear a cologne similar to someone that I know, I find it weird. I was telling Crevo off air, our old co-host Maddie, he used to wear Versace, and I ran into this really, really cute guy, but he wore the same cologne.
So that turned you off?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Because I'm like, it reminded me of him, and I'm like, not in a bad way, but I'm like, I can't look at you the same way because
weird.
You remind me of him.
Meg, you're overthinking
it. No, it's something to do with the sensory thing with smells.
The thing with Marcus is that he very rarely wears cologne unless we're going to a wedding or something like that. If he's to walk out of the bathroom or the bedroom with cologne on, I'm like, what do you want? What have you done? What have you broken?
You're instantly suspicious.
Yeah, I'm like, what's going on? Why are you being a susso?
Yeah, would you let him rock some Elon Musk burnt hair cologne?
Burnt hair, honestly,
sounds
smells
awful.
It sounds like the worst thing to ever enter my nostrils. It's a hard no from me.
I need to know what this smells like.
No, you don't.
I do.
No,
I
you don't.
To.
You know what?
I don't know if it matches.
Go and get a match. Go and get a lighter out from your car, Meg, and then just light the tip down fire, and you've already got it. You don't have to pay all the money for it.
It might not smell like that, though.
I think it will.
No,
because
look,
let's be real. No one knows what desire smells like and how many perfumes are named desire.
That's a great point.
Like, come on. 105 minutes commercial free on the way with Tyler.
And new Tom Grennan.
Still feeling this.
Yeah, I really like
great
this.
Guy.
It's called All of These Nights on the way very soon.
Beautiful.
Also this.
Now, a couple of weeks ago we played this and TLC, right, Creebo had no idea what this song was.
What?
And it blew my mind. This was massive.
Are you joking?
No, I had no idea.
I still don't recognise it. No, I heard it last week.
Mate.
I didn't know the names of the TLC band members, which is a normal mistake to make. But they had, like, weird names.
Yeah, T-Boz, Left Eye, and Chili.
So weird, right?
Yeah.
Anyway,
just
that's all.
Bit of fun.
Bernard Baker, a Bernard Fanning and Baker boy as well.
Bernard Baker.
Bernard Hare Baker?
It's a couple's name.
Robert Elon Musk perfume. For sure. So you guys, it's only a block of ad-free music. 105 minutes commercial break coming your way in minutes. Have a great Thursday. We'll catch you later.
See
you.
Show's done.